that real good, feel good stuff. Up under the seat of my big
welcome back. You listen to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network, and guess what?
Easy for you
my
to
mom
say.
Would not be proud of me because I'm talking with my mouth full because I just took an awesome bite of a sandwich from Jack's Smokehouse and Sandwiches. And I'm going to let Bob talk now while I finish chewing.
Yeah, you really should because that's pretty rude. we'd like to welcome to the show Dustin and Meeker from Jack's, J-A-X Smokehouse. Hey, what's up, dude?
How we doing?
You brought just like a trunk load of food. And this guy's so smart. A wonderful receptionist we have here at iHeart, Kathy. The poor girl has to watch all these people stream in.
Thankless job.
11 stations here. And they come in with beer, cider, food, tickets, you know, cruises, everything. She helps them all out, and she gets a thank you. So what does Dustin do? Brings her in her own beautiful box, just loaded with food. So slick. That's so smart.
I don't believe in small food or anybody deserves to eat. So
okay, what's this fantastic sandwich I'm eating?
You're eating a Southerner right now. That's kind of your classic Southern barbecue, smoked pork. Pork and beef for me goes overnight for 13 hours. Kind of add the honey barbecue, pickle, and I make an apple fennel slaw from scratch with Michigan apples. Make that from scratch, and then, just for the hell of it, throw on bacon.
Oh, that's the bacon I was crispy.
Yep.
I was crunching on something. I'm like, well, I hope that's supposed to be in there.
Yep.
It's like real crispy.
Yeah, tasted good, but I'm not sure what
so
it
that's
is.
So that's beef and pork.
No, pork and bacon.
Pork and bacon.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, on that particular sandwich.
Right. Particularly, yeah.
So
that's
Dustin,
fantastic. So, the pickles are a nice touch.
Yeah, you decide to come to Grand Rapids, Michigan, and open up a barbecue restaurant. We've got a few in town, but none of them do it like you do because, I got a nose for this stuff, and I'm out actually looking at the car show that was here a couple weeks ago, and they were headquartered on one end of our Metro Cruise was in his parking lot. So we started there, right? And I walk in. I'm like, hey, there's a new barbecue shop. You know, and it's like, are you hungry? Doesn't matter if I'm hungry. I'm going to go in and give it a shot. So, and we did. And you were there working your tail off. But what brought you to Grand Rapids? I mean, why here?
Well, I was actually a regional manager for B-Dubs in Chicago for the last 10 years. And then actually got hired on with Big Boy about 5 years ago as a district manager here. So the CEO brought me over and moved to Grand Rapids 5 years ago and live right down the street from the shop there, 5 minutes away. And Jax is actually my son's name. I named the place after my boy. He's 2.5. He's kind of my inspiration.
So 15 and, years in the corporate restaurant world.
Yep.
And you said, that's it. I'm going to do this myself, and I'm going to do it the way I think it needs to be done.
Exactly.
What are the differences you're incorporating?
I learned a lot of what to do and what not to do. I want monster portions. I want great value. All my people start out at $10 an hour. Nobody's making minimum wage for me. I just don't believe in that.
So you hire me and Jop?
Absolutely. Let's do it.
Man, I'm ready.
I'll put you on the smokers tomorrow.
Yeah.
But and then, like I said, I've learned throughout the years that value is the biggest cursor on people coming back. So my sandwiches have monster meat. They're huge. Nobody goes hungry after you leave my place.
So. Okay, this Southern sandwich is phenomenal.
Okay, awesome. Now I'll start talking because Bob's mouth's full. You know what? When I was there, ironically, I have the same thing as I'm having this morning because when I find something I like, I go right back to it. And that's this, I don't even know how you pronounce it, the Jamba Hell Yeah?
Yep.
So break that down for us because Brian's nodding his head too. He had a little half of that one, but tell us about it.
That's a playoff of a jambalaya. I absolutely love Cajun cuisine and jambalaya in general. Actually, I have a cousin who owns a restaurant in the Peoria, Illinois area called Po' Boys. So we've been to New Orleans many times. We've traded recipes back and forth. But that's a smoked chicken, grilled andouille sausage from Louisiana. It's Paul Prudhomme's product from Louisiana. And then a fried Tampa Bay shrimp, spicy shrimp with a red pepper mayo with peppers and onions. And
I was just in Peoria. I saw that Po' Boys. I almost went in there, and I thought, nah,
yeah, go
it's,
see
not
Chef
like,
Tony.
It's not like Louisiana. It's pretty good, though, huh?
Yeah,
but I'm going to tell you that – I know you only brought half the sandwich, and you divided that in half for Brian and I, because when I was there, the thing was huge. It's $10, guys. I mean, you've got smoked chicken, grilled andouille, fried shrimp, all on the same sandwich, and he's not lying. This is not a wimpy-ass portion.
You mean I just ate a quarter of a sandwich?
You ate a half a sandwich.
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to say.
Or I don't know if you finished yet, but yeah.
Yeah, but just fantastic. $10. I mean, you can't go anywhere else. Now, I noticed there's some other stuff on here that seems to be a little bit family-oriented. You've got some something called your Grandma Beverly's Clam Chowder.
Yep.
Now, that's not normal for a barbecue joint. Why chowder?
Right. I absolutely love clam chowder. My grandparents actually owned a seafood restaurant in Farmington, Illinois, in the 70s and 80s, and that's basically what I grew up on was I would literally peel potatoes in the back of the restaurant and my grandma would bring me Shirley Temples. So the only thing I remember of my grandma is her clam chowder, and it was unbelievable. It was just the best there was. I've never been able to have it correct since.
So you really grew up in the food business.
Yeah,
I mean,
half the family was restaurateurs, half the family were pig farmers.
You have farms.
Yep.
You have restaurants.
Yep.
I mean, how old were you when you first smoked your first hog?
About 10.
10.
Yep. Killed it, butchered it, then
oh my gosh, you killed it? Did you have to catch it too?
You don't have to catch it. You just gotta have it look at you right.
That's the fun part.
Yeah, piggy, piggy, piggy. Yeah. Come over here. Here's one of them potatoes. Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Well, I was on the farm side then. I was learning how to drive a tractor at about 11.
Yep.
So I think it's good for kids to do things like that. And look at the talent now. How old are you now?
37.
That's a sin, 37. It's ridiculous. How can anybody be 37?
Yeah, you got shirts older than that, dude.
I do. I got navel in older than that. Yeah. But 37, you've already had 25 years of food handling experience. I mean, that's a career for a lot of people. So at 37, you're starting your own business. If you just tuned in, you were listening to the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network, heard every weekend right here on this station. And we're talking right now with Dustin from Jack's Smokehouse and Sandwich Shop in Cascade, Michigan, which is not too far down the road from Schmoe's, I might add.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So you could stop into Jack's, get a to-go pack, and take it down to Schmoe's. But I'm thinking of all these tailgaters. You're right near the freeway. If you're heading to a Michigan State game or going over to U of M, couldn't somebody order like some bulk of this product and pick it up and go to a tailgate? How would that happen?
Well, I got a couple options, actually. I got the full catering menu where we can do full pans of smoked beef, smoked chicken, or smoked pork. And then I just added last weekend with all the big games, all the state teams at home, I added what we call a Jack's Tailgate Family Feast. It's a pound of smoked pork, pound of smoked beef, pound of smoked chicken, 20 smoked chicken wings, 2 links of andouille sausage grilled. You get a full order of mac and cheese, all the rolls for the smoked meats, and then a double order of sweet potato tots that people are kind of going crazy over.
Wow.
A double order of fries, a pint of my apple fennel slaw, and 3 full pints of my barbecue sauces. So it's a one-stop shop. You can feed 10, 12, 15 people, depending on how big eaters they are. Pick it up and go. I had at least 11 of them go out to the Michigan State game last week, and a bunch of people just got it for their family, did for the whole weekend. I had one guy, he said he was sitting at home gaming all weekend, and I said, what are you doing this weekend? He said, gaming and this. And he just pointed at the platter. He's like, I'm eating this all weekend. I'm not leaving the house.
Said, oh, so what's your website?
JacksSmokeAndSandwich.com.
J-A-X.
J-A-X, yep.
Jack's Smoke and... Is it
and? Just the letter N.
N.
Yep.
JacksSmokeAndSandwich.com. That's awesome.
Dustin, I got to ask you, that feast that you just described, what's the price tag on that?
$48.
Are you kidding me?
That's not terrible.
$5
terrible.
Ahead.
I mean, if you can feed 10 people, that's less than $5 a person. Are you kidding me? Where can you get that fresh barbecue? That's unheard of.
Yep.
I mean, with all the sides and the meats and the buns and sauces, oh my gosh. You can't make it for that.
Same thing as my sandwiches. I want a huge value. I want families to be able to eat for a good price. And
So, Dustin, if somebody's trying to find you, where are you located?
At the corner of where 28th Street ends at Cascade Road. Go right through the light at Cascade Road, and we're right there in the strip mall.
Yeah, that's a big shopping center in there. What's that called?
There's a big Chowhound dog food
There's
store.
There's all kinds
kind of
stuff
an anchor
in there.
Store
yeah.
in there.
Yeah.
And Harvest Health Foods on one side of it. And you guys are, there's a gas station right out by the road. But
and now there's a barbecue shack.
Yeah, and a damn good one.
Yeah.
I might note that.
Very good. So. Yeah, 2 thumbs up from the Grilling Guys for Jack's.
Yeah.
Thank you much,
Nicely
guys.
Done.
Dustin, thanks for coming in. Thanks for making time. And best of luck to you, my friend. And if you're out in the Grilling Guys world, get over there if you're too lazy to cook your own, because this guy can do it up. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Stick with us. We'll be back.